Now, the biggest technology fair in the world, CeBIT, opens in Germany later this week, where companies will be showing off their latest gadgets. Our technology commentator, Jeremy Wagstaff from the Asian Wall Street Journal, has been looking at some of the things we've been able to buy recently to tack onto our computer.
I fear I may have misled you, and now is the time to fess up. You may have been under the impression, based on earlier pieces, that explored the range of peripherals you could plug into your universal serial bus ports, that the USB was a boring part of your computer. After all, the devices I recommend you introduce to it, mice, keyboards, external hard drives, key drives, biometric scanners, web cameras, printers, scanners, and so forth, are lugubrious things, usually charcoal grey in colour, matter of fact, unlikely to dress up and go wild on a Friday night. Let me now correct that view. The USB port, barely 5 years old for most computers, has become the muse for countless designers of impeccable quality and taste, and it's now time to introduce you to some of their wares. With most of these gadgets, you just plug them into a spare port, and off you go. Let's start with health. There seems to be a consensus among the USB device designing community that sitting in front of a computer isn't necessarily a nourishing place to be. So you won't be surprised to find an array of gizmos that can ionize, dehumidify, purify, freshen, and otherwise disperse air. One can detect carbon monoxide. Another is not only an ashtray, it will suck in and filter the smoke-filled air as well. Keeping you and your things warm also seems to be a priority among the USB crowd. There are half a dozen devices that can warm your beverage via a mini hot plate, a small iron rod inserted into the drink, or a sort of glove that wraps around the mug. Talking of which, there are several different types of USB warmed gloves on offer, ranging from mittens to tough-looking camouflage ones. There are also warming devices in the form of USB-powered slippers and a USB-powered blanket. By now I was pretty excited about the USB. What a versatile piece of machinery to be able to do all these things, I thought. So I consulted one John Biggs, New York-based editor of gadget website Gizmodo, and he was less impressed. Essentially, he said, USB is a 5-volt power source, so you can hook up whatever you want. In other words, a lot of these gizmos aren't tapping into the processing power of your computer so much as its power source. So, isn't there a lot more exciting stuff this year compared with previous years, I asked him. Not really, replied Mr. Biggs. They've just gotten more creative. I had to cut him off there. Perhaps Mr. Biggs hadn't had a good holiday season. Not too late, perhaps, to send him over a USB-powered Santa, of which there are several for sale on the web, including Musical Santa, who plays jingle bells and moves his arms and head, or one of numerous snowmen, or a USB-powered elaborately lit Christmas tree. Never too early or too late to put up the Christmas lights. All these devices are very flippant and useless, I quite agree. But who said USB had to stand for universally serious and boring? This is Jeremy Wagstaff for the BBC's World Business Report.